The longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history entered day 38 Friday, with still no real talks to reopen government. In the Senate, there is at least some talk about talking, but Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson seemed to shut the door to negotiations with Democrats Thursday.
There is really nothing for us to negotiate.
He wants the Democrats to just vote on the Republican stopgap spending bill passed by the House. Johnson was responding to a proposal by Republican Senate leader John Thune, who offered a vote on extending Affordable Care Act tax credits, the main sticking point for Democrats. Johnson shot down that idea, too.
I'm not promising anybody anything. I'm going to let this process play out.
On Friday, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer made a new offer to reopen government. His proposal is to extend the health care tax credits for 1 year and reopen government. And then, after government reopens, have longer-term negotiations on health care costs.
Let's do all three. I've spoken with my caucus, and Democrats are offering a very simple compromise. Democrats are ready to clear the way to quickly pass a government funding bill that includes health care affordability. Leader Thune just needs to add a clean 1 year extension of the ACA tax credits to the CR so that we can immediately address rising health care costs. That's not a negotiation, it's an extension of current law, something we do all the time around here.
He says the proposal would reopen government, families shopping for health care would get the tax credit, and Republicans get their way on not starting negotiations until government reopens.
Now, the ball is in the Republicans' court. We need Republicans to just say yes.
But Republicans said no. Senate Leader Thune called the proposal a non-starter, and other Republicans lined up in opposition. They're considering a plan to get around Democrats by eliminating the filibuster. That would let Republicans pass their plan with a simple majority instead of needing Democratic votes for a supermajority. That plan has been called the nuclear proposal, and President Donald Trump, who recently ordered the resumption of actual nuclear weapons tests, backs that plan.
The way to do it for the Republicans is to terminate the filibuster. They call it the nuclear option. This is the second form of nuclear. Very good, very good. This is a good form. This is not a bad form.
He seems to be looking at it as a form of preemptive strike against Democrats.
The Democrats will do this, so if the Democrats are going to do it, I'm saying Republicans should do it before they get a chance. It's very simple. And if we do it, we will never lose the midterms and we will never lose the general election because we will have produced so many different things for our people, for the country, that it would be impossible to lose an election.
Meanwhile, the shutdown drags on. Travelers are scrambling as airlines cut flights because of the shutdown, and flights are being cut at 40 major airports, including Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago. And President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to intervene after an appeals court upheld two court orders requiring the administration to distribute full SNAP food aid benefits. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.